All right, like, I fucking don't know how many times we're gonna fucking record this same freaking episode. It's just me and two of my friends doing this, two of my homies, but like, fucking hell, we can't figure out audio, man. All of us do belong to the like media genre, like work-wise, education-wise, and whatever, but fucking hell, we dumb on audio. We like, so off on this kind of shit. We barely know what we're doing. We can barely denoise the audio properly. And the main thing is, like, we are having some technical issues because we haven't been setting up this shit properly. And it's a regular excuse I say, but this shit ain't fucking easy, man. But we are trying our best. We need to get some professionals and we need to get some people who really know how to do this shit in, but till then, bear with me. Bear with me. I know it's better than the previous one because I am fucking recording from a mic, man. And this mic may not be much, and the money which I put towards the mic could have gone towards like more of my regular interests like pot or booze or something like that. But hey, I at least fucking invested. Be a little appreciative. Stop complaining and like stop giving like off comments, like no difference and shit. Like, I am trying, man. You can comment and you can shit on me, but at least appreciate the try and the effort that I'm giving down. Oh, man. But oh well, it is what it is. And coming to today's topic, I fucking want to be controversial, to be honest. And on today's episode of the THC podcast, like, I want to talk about something sensitive and controversial. Let's talk about dogs, eh? Let's fucking talk about dogs. I do not know how dogs run in other parts of the world or whatever, but we're gonna talk about dogs in India and dogs in, especially in Nagaland. Because, like, being a dog owner myself and like having dogs in my life from childhood, as far as I know, like, they're the longest gap in which we the family did not have a dog. It was like 6 to 8 months from my childhood, because as soon as a dog dies or if we kill it for a meal or something like that, we get another. We literally get another the next day or something like that. But dogs are like a very controversial. Eating dog, I mean, not dogs, eating dogs is like a very controversial thing right now in Nagaland. Even though Naga people are known for eating dogs and dog meat and shit like that, it's becoming very controversial, like, because of animal activists, we should say. Animal activists and people who run groups and pages on Instagram, Facebook, shit like that, like animal lovers to be in general, but extremists, like we have extremist feminists, trans, gay, whatever, everything has an extreme part. So we have like extreme animal activists around here in Nagaland too. And the funny thing is, like, they fucking tried to ban eating of dog meat. And I know it's very controversial to call it culture, it's very controversial, like, to call it tradition. But the thing is, back in the days of our forefathers, they did not have much. So whatever animals you domesticated, that was just for meals, right? Even though it may be a dog, a pig, a chicken, whatever. So, like, those people who could rear animals, who could domesticate animals, like, those were the only ones who could afford meat, right? So it was a luxury and kind of shit. So we get that on that. And like, being on a present day, every fucking meat is available, from chicken, pork, beef, mutton, even frogs, eels, fucking insects, whatever is freaking available on the market. But people still crave for dog meat. Like, it's a delicacy. It's not just a delicacy, but it's more of like a bad habit, I should say. It's also addictive, like nicotine. It gives people a rush. Like, they say if you eat dog dog meat, your blood pressure rises, you feel stronger in the morning, shit like that, right? But maybe that's just placebo, or maybe that's just common hearsay. But at the end of the day, there are reasons why people consume it, and there always will be reasons why somebody will eat dog meat here. And trying to ban it is like bullshit, man, for real. The people who are trying to ban it, they're like just spoiled brats who can afford breeds, who can afford to feed their dogs kibble with food, shit like that on the daily, and like who can afford to keep their dogs like real up to the level of a human being, right? So those are the people like being so-called activists trying to like stop dog meat being sold in the markets, trying to like help the fucking local owners to stand up for their dogs, right? But honestly, these fucking people will not even post their dog if it was not a breed. Bet on it. I'll fucking bet on it, man. I'll bet all the money I have to my name on it. They are not gonna fucking post a single dog if it's not a breed or if it's not a mix. If it's a straight up local or an indie, they would not give a fuck. Sure, they might have like sympathy, empathy towards them, they might feed them and shit like that, but you ain't gonna see shit on their stories. And even if you do, it's just for the clout and attention. And those people are like, oh well, what to do? Because Nagaland is ruled by the rich, right? Even though the middle class, the high middle class, like the, let's say, the children of directors, government office directors, chairmen and shit like that, secretaries and shit like that can act so fucking high up, but we all know Nagaland is ruled by the super rich, the politicians, the syndicates, the people running the, what do we say? What do we call them, man? The insurgency or freedom movement, right? So those are the people ruling it, and at the end of the day, y'all can act up, y'all can try to stay up, stay relevant, but simple as that, you're not gonna cross them or you're not gonna reach their level until you go down low as their level. You get what I mean? You need to go low to get up. So most people aren't fucking ready, man. So it's just usually the fake flex, the fake shows and shit like that. So even with the dogs, it's like that fake attention, fake, yeah, look at us, we're trying to like do it better for like stray dogs brought in from the mainland. Fucking hell, you ain't doing shit. You're just harassing local vendors who buy dogs that are like brought in from Assam or other parts of the country, stray dogs, that is, stray indies. And sure, they buy it expensive and they sell it expensive too. But at the end of the day, they're just doing it for a living. And you are stopping their like source of income. Everybody has shit to provide. And instead of trying to like stop the vendors, why don't you just go and try to stop it or close it at the border? Close it at the fucking border, man. But just like alcohol just runs through the border, right? So just like alcohol, dogs run through the border too. So suck my dick. You all ain't doing shit. Y'all trying to like go to markets, supermarket in the Dimapur, outside Oking Hospital in Kohima, even BOC and shit like that. Y'all ain't doing shit, man. You're just harming the local people. You're just harming your people. Go fucking to the source. Go to the border of the state and like close it off. Maybe people will start selling local dogs more, man. And local dogs are better. They eat food. They eat their own owner's food, so that fucking shit is better. Teff may be a problem. But at the end of the day, if you want to stop like strays bringing in and being killed in Nagaland, like go to the fucking border and check it. Don't harass our like local people, our local vendors and sellers for like trying to make a living. Everybody's trying to hustle, everybody's trying to get a better life in this shithole of a state we have, man. And y'all fucking animal activists or whatever I should call you. Y'all think you're so relevant, y'all think you're making such a big difference, but oh well, reality is that, right? Reality is you're causing more harm than you're doing better. For the better, sure, you may be doing better for the stray dogs, but at the end of the day, is an animal's life worth more than a human's? Just because you say $5, say those $5 are supposed to bring in 25K, which that vendor was supposed to pay for his children's school fees or some shit, man. Who's the winner? The dog or the vendor? Fuck the dog. Who's the winner? You or the fucking vendor? I guess nobody won. The dog won. And I'm not being insensitive to dog. Like I said, I have dogs. I had recently my 7-year-old dog died. He was epileptic and we had to put him down because he was like getting cranky with the other dogs at home. And right now I still have 9-year-old. I have a Saint Bernard that's almost around 7 months old and another local mix that's going to be around 5 months old, man. And there's always been like 3 to 4 dogs around home. And like we always take care of them, and I hate to break it to you, and sometimes we eat them too. Maybe around 3 years, 4 years, we eat them too. But at the end of the day, it is in, what do we say, Naga society or Naga culture to like eat the domesticated. I ain't gonna say pets. I ain't gonna say pets, but eat the domesticated animals, right? Because that's like the main mentality of our. Even though the most millennials and Gen Z might not think like that, but most people born in the 80s or even late 90s think like that. Early 90s, sorry, not late 90s, but early 90s think like that too. So what you expect? So accept our culture, just blend in. Everybody can survive, man, for real. Everybody can enjoy. Let's not make dogs an issue, and let's not animals divide people over some certain shit, because I have also divided a lot of people regarding the eating of like dog meat and stuff like that. I don't eat, but people in the family, so I don't mind. Even my neighbors eat. Fucking forget the fucking neighbors. You just go down and there's like booze joints. Everybody eats there. What's the fucking problem? They are paying for it. It's not my money. It's not my dog. It's not like I paid, or it's not harming me or my econ or the economy or the society, right? For people eating a couple of strays. So try to accept that. Try to accept that, man. And if you're, like I said, if you're so into animal rights and being like an advocate for dogs being killed and eaten, go to the fucking border and check. Stop stray dogs. Stop Indies coming in from Assam and other parts of the country. Stop them from coming to Nagaland. And once they're in, don't fucking disturb the vendors, man. Everybody's just trying to make a living and everybody's just trying to survive in this shit all over world that is, man. Why are you making it harder for other people when you can't make it easier, right? Oh well, dogs are like a big part, and let's fuck this dog kind of shit and let's move on to like, not fuck the dog kind of shit, but let's okay, like let's fuck this like real dog, stray dogs and dog meat kind of shit. But let's talk about dogs in your life, right? They say dogs are loyal, but there are certain dogs that ain't. And those dogs are in your life, and for real, people are like crazy. Some dogs will be like with you until you have profit, until they see their profit, right? Your friends, some friends, some people around will be around you until they see something profitable or valuable around you. And when it's no longer there for them, they fucking leave, man. And that's the kind of people I call dogs, literal dogs. Those are like worthless people. And I have a lot of people like coming through, not to be like pointing out or being salty or trying to pour hate on the people I know or my friends who I'm calling out or saying shit about them, but like to be honest, like some of them are just crazy. Even the fucking people I invite to my home for a meal will talk shit about me for their advantage. So just imagine. That's the kind of people, like dogs in life. And I'm sure I'm not the only one with those kind of people in life. I'm pretty sure everybody has those kind of people in life. But the reality is, those kind of dogs need to be shot. Those kind of dogs need to be skinned alive. And it's not easy. It's not easy to confront them. It's not easy to like tell them what they're doing. Because at the end of the day, we're all fucking human, and even me being such a straight up character, like no BS, if I don't like it, I'll say it to your face kind of person. But when it's somebody, you know, and it's somebody like you care about, maybe not care about, but you have an attachment and feelings about them, whether it may be a guy or a girl or whatever, man, same gender, different gender, you get what I mean, right? As long as you, if you have a connection, it's not easy to tell the things which cause you a problem. But dogs like that, man, you fucking need to kill dogs like that. Those are like the rabid dogs, which will drive him. As soon as they bite you, after a while, you'll go mad. So don't let them fucking bite you. Shoot them down before they bite you. To be honest, most of the people in the past 2 years have been like sketchy, very sketchy. My homeboys have been there, like people close, the family and everybody else have been there. And main thing is like the people who try to make an impact, act like fucking making impact, like after meeting me, trying to make stay relevant, those are the fucking ones that bite, man. So you gotta be fucking careful. You really gotta be fucking careful, because in a society like this, everybody's out to bite. I am out to bite too, not gonna lie. I am out to bite too. I will take advantage if pop up like every now and again, right? Because you can take advantage of anybody, everybody and anybody at any time of the day. But the thing is like high value, right? So you gotta take care of that too. But oh well. Being the dog, like I said, take care of dogs, be cautious of dogs in your life, especially the rabid ones. Don't let them bite you. And when they bite you, you go mad. So be careful. Whether it may be your best friend or your close friend or a classmate or your neighbor or whatever. Dogs are everywhere. Well, stay sharp. Stay clean. We got like shit popping up too. And I guess I'll be wrapping up this episode over here. I had some personal kind of shit to spill out to, but thanks to the people around me and thanks to like famine shit, I have realized not to spill some certain shit on this fucking podcast and like not to do some certain things. Well, if you guys are listening, I appreciate it. And I don't have much to ask, but if you think somebody else should listen, like I said in the last episode, if you think somebody else should listen, please share it to them. And if you've listened and if you like it, please do follow, do subscribe, whatever, on whatever platform you're listening to. I'm on around 9-10 platforms, I guess, right now. I'm not even sure, but all my links are in my bio. Check out the link tree. Check everything out. Hit me up sometime if you have suggestions about the podcast, about the audio and stuff like that. But that's it. That's it for today, man. It's been a good one. I feel good. I really fucking feel good. Maybe when we listen to this, I may not feel as good, but after ranting, it feels good. And this has been the fucking third or fourth time we're recording this fucking episode about dogs, man. We love our dogs. Kutta bongso khailui na khailui, kutta khushi pai. Aruton kutta uli na uli. Whatever it may be, we like dogs. So, oh well, touche. Have a good one, everybody. Thank you for listening. This has been the THC Podcast, and I've been your host, High Creator. Hope you tune in for the next one. Peace.